Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, this edition of Business in the Making. We'd like to welcome you today. You're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Business in the Making show. We'd like to welcome you, and we have some great, great things in store for you today. For all of you all that are in business, this segment is all about entrepreneurship. It is a serious but fun business interactive show for those in business looking to start a business. If you want to get ahead in your business endeavors and you have a product or service that you would like to get on the top of mind of today's consumers and have fun in the process, then you are definitely tuned in to the right show. Well, and I'd like to welcome you. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. And before we do anything, we must always give our disclaimer. And right after the disclaimer, we'll start our show.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. And just like I said before, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is the Business in the Making episode, and I am your host, Diamond Taylor. Today we are going to touch on creating a life plan for the business entrepreneur. If you do not have a plan for your business, then you are planning to fail. So we would like to start off in giving you some great tips and how to start your life plan and as well as your business plan. Some of the most successful, happy people we know are entrepreneurs who have created a business that is in perfect sequence and in perfect harmony with their actual real lives. And in order to create both of these elements, you definitely need a life plan as well as your business plan, especially when you are just starting out. It is paramount that you take the time to put these things together. Elements of your life plan. The current status, thinking carefully and honestly about all of the things that you have currently going on in your life. Then you need to make sure that everything that is going on reflects the direction in which you want to go. So that is very, very important that we make sure that we do that. You need to think carefully, create work, recreation, and relationship, finance, and anything and everything else that you can think of. You need to get a pen and paper and write these things down. And you could actually just use bullet points if you'd like. But you definitely need to plan this out. You need to rate the quality of lifestyle that you would like from a scale of 1 to 100, with 100 being the best possible life that you possibly would like to have. And then you need to think in realistic terms, of course. Reality for your life includes responsibility, funds available to start your business, and expenses. Things that make you happy and things that make you unhappy need to be included on this list. This is just a snapshot of an idea of a brief synopsis of what you may be getting yourself into. You need to think about all of the factors like family time, your hobbies, charity work, early retirement, and all of those things need to also be in your plan. Things that you love. And think, again, in realistic terms. How much time do you spend on the things that you love? Because if you do not include those things, you'll end up finding out that you'll end up not being as happy as you thought you probably would be. Because starting a business is actually a very daunting adventure. Although it is very rewarding in the end, it does require you to put in a lot of work. We want to start you off on the right path. And this is what this show is all about. This is why it's called Business in the Making. We're going to give you real-life, realistic terms in which you can actually set up things so that you can accomplish your goals. Your skills and your capability, what do you do well? Because if you don't have an idea for your business right away, actually, you can actually look at what you're good at. What is your skill set? What are your hobbies? You can turn those things, those passion that you have for those things, into profitable businesses. So by doing that and rating your skill set, you can actually find out what you're good at. What you're not good at, you can actually form alliances and relationships with people who those are those their strong suit, and you can work together cooperatively to create a very strong business setting for the both of you, keeping in mind that you must be realistic of your time. Will you be doing this from home? Will you be doing this part-time or full-time? For those of you all who are finding yourselves being downsized or you are already currently unemployed, do not look at this as a bad thing. You can actually turn something that started off as not being a great thing to being a very wonderful, phenomenal thing for your life by taking those very same skill sets that you had when you were working on your job and turning those things into a business for yourself. So one of the things that we like to encourage people to do, because we're talking about creating a life plan for yourself on Business in the Making, is I want everyone to go and actually get your resume, whether it's an old one or your current one, if you're actually seeking out a job at the moment. Take this time to really look at your resume. Take this time to really think back on the skills that you have acquired while you were employed. Write those things down. Any kind of training that your job had given you, those are skills that are very marketable. Believe it or not, because they trained you to do a particular thing in that job, now that is a part of the things that you have acquired personally. You can take those very same training. Someone is looking for those particular skill sets, and they will gladly pay you for the information and the skills that you have acquired. So you need to sit down with pen and paper in hand, like I said before, and take the time out and actually bullet point all of the things that you have learned from the job, all of the things that you've learned from school if you have a degree. You need to take time and look at all of the things that you have learned in the classroom setting as well as life skills, because someone needs exactly that. They need the skills that you actually have acquired. Once you do that and you've taken the time to track down those things, then you're ready to actually start putting together your plan. Tracking what you have experienced is most important. Take a list of your accomplishments in your professional and personal life and be proud of those things and pay particular attention to your success. And take those things and actually look at what people are looking for as job skills. Because you can take those very things and create a business for yourself. Now, we're going to be right back after this short, brief announcement, and we'll give you some more great points. If you just joined us, you're listening to Business in the Making on Secure Your Life. We'll be back after this brief announcement.
Okay, people, let's get this meeting started. Our first order of business is to find out who brought the Krispy Kreme donuts.
I have them. They're right here.
Ah, excellent. And the coffee?
It's right here.
Good. Okay. Now, let's talk about this expense report. Can somebody tell me how the hell we spent $8 million last year on coffee and donuts? Well, as you know, our platform for real-time solutions is facing retribution from a government probe. I propose that we leverage the front-end architecture from those infrastructures and engineer a new solution next year that will enable us to implement the integrated network our engineering team has innovated. However, due to Asian market value deflation, we will undergo a massive reorganization. All the engineers will be summarily dismissed, and we'll hire two more managers to oversee this. I understand we'll be short-handed, but don't pay it any mind. We can expedite the partnership to fix the bottom line. This will drive all the B2B initiatives to redefine the value-added metrics of our mission. It'll generate a killer paradigm so we can guide them through delivery of all the cross-platform action items. Collaborative efforts for the e-market experience reinvents frictionless and synergistic variants, allowing us to maximize strategies that may arise and minimize the risk to our e-solution enterprise. Any questions?
Just one.
What the hell did he say?
I think he's making up words.
What the hell did he say?
Using nouns as verbs.
You can leverage anything if it's phrased the right way. But I still want to know. What the hell did he say?
Now, we need to have a meeting so we can prepare for our next meeting. Should we schedule a meeting to set that up?
I don't think we have enough donuts for that.
The organization will be more organized if we can envision our members with a Cromulent plan, which management can expedite and leverage to us both. Then we'll orchestrate the schema, which will maximize our growth. We need to synthesize some vertical technologies to harness the holistic web services of all of these and utilize the visionary system to produce some eye-catching web services for inner office use. The ubiquitous nature of the back-end interfaces needs a proactive portal that we can put through its paces. From that, we'll evolve a cutting-edge e-business, which will harness the best-of-breed seats of our existence. Our methodologies to implement this plan require scalable, synergistic ways to meet demand. But I believe with the power of the open-source proprietary services that we can make a mark that will be legendary. Our mindshare will reach a targeted amount once the virtual deployment has finished rolling out. We'll get a huge ROI and some more jelly donuts, and then I'll give myself a huge bonus.
What the hell did he say?
I think he's making up words.
What the hell did he say?
Using nouns as verbs.
You can leverage anything if it's phrased the right way, but I still want to know. What the hell did he say?
Okay, now, I have a PowerPoint presentation here which better illustrates what I just spoke about. See here, we have a circle, two squares, and a bunch of arrows. If we connect the circle to the first square, you'll see that we can bypass the triangles, and that will save the company millions.
Okay, we are back. You are listening to Business in the Making. brought to you by Secure Your Life. And we are talking today about creating a life plan for those of you all who would like to own businesses of your own and become an entrepreneur. We have went through a couple of the bullet points, and we're going to continue. I'm going to go over a quick, very quickly here what we had mentioned earlier in the show. We're talking about how to actually get your personal life and your business life all in one accord by creating a life plan before you create your business plan. And one, we also talked about for those of you all who are unemployed or in the process of trying to find employment, you can take this opportunity to actually take those skill sets that you've learned from your previous job and create those unto a business for yourself. If you have a hobby, you can do the same thing. Take your passion for your hobby and create that passion into profit. So, one, we talked about finding out what it is that you love to do. Two, your skill set and capability. What is it that you're good at? Three, tracking your skill set and your experience, writing those things down, and actually creating a log from 1 to 10 or 1 to 100, rating yourself at what you're good at doing and what your weaknesses are. You can find another person who have those skill sets that you all can create alliances to become partners to help each other. Then we also talked about working on your idea style. Now, here's the thing. Your ideal work style, whether you'll be working full-time, part-time, whether you'll be on working it from home or are you going to be on the road, those are things that you need to take priority and take time to look at because that will determine a lot of things. You need to find out exactly what it is that you need for yourself, what it is, how your family fits into the scheme of things as well. And once you do that, you'll be on your way because the one thing you don't want to do as a budding entrepreneur is be overwhelmed with not only trying to start your business, but trying to fit your personal life in that. If you create a life plan, then you're encompassing both your business and your actual life all in one. Now, the next tip that we're going to talk about is your manifesto. This is your personal mission, your values, of what drives you forward, all wrapped into one-page statement. To write this, you need to sit down, clear-minded, and take your time. You'll discover that you'll find out through steps 1 through 6 that you'll bring in a clear statement of your principles and your priorities. Work as freedom. We think that you'll have pressure creating your dream. But if you believe it or not, you can actually have fun wrapping all your personal life and your business as one, including your family and friends in the process. Because believe it or not, you cannot do this on your own. Do not get discouraged, just for one thing. We definitely want to talk about that. Because although you may think that your friends and your family will support you, believe it or not, you may be surprised that you'll find comfort in strangers in trying to help you push your business. Because not always will your family understand or your friends understand what you're trying to do, especially from the very beginning. Try to align yourself with people who are like-minded of yourself. Try to find people who own their own businesses, who are very successful at that, and ask them to mentor you. We encourage you to definitely do this because this is a very lonely road as an entrepreneur if you're trying to do all of this by yourself. You definitely need to go online. There are plenty of businesses that will be happy to help you get on the fast track of getting your business together. I actually encourage you to go on YouTube. You can find anything and everything on YouTube. If you're looking to be an entrepreneur, you type that into the search engine and you will find video after video after video of people who are just like you, who once started out just with an idea and actually created their business. And you need to hear from them. You need to drink in all of that, all of their experiences, all of that information, because remember, information is power. And once you do that, you will find that you will be liberated. And you won't have to necessarily be stuck chasing your tail. So we encourage you to definitely do that. If you're going to be working from home, you need to set aside a spot in your home that's strictly just for your business. Getting organized is key. And making other people respect your space and your time is definitely key. You need to make sure that you do this. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is the episode for Business in the Making. This segment is for entrepreneurs, people who are serious about trying to get into business or they're looking to start a business. We're helping those people try to grow. And, in fact, today we're talking about creating a life plan around your business plan. And we want you to, if you just joined us, you can also join us in the chat room. We're taking your comments and questions there as well. You can call us at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We are taking your comments and questions on Twitter and Facebook as well. I'm going to continue by giving you a few more good tips for those of you all who are trying to get into business for yourself, or if you are in business for yourself. The good thing is you are your own boss. The bad thing is you are your own boss. Because in actuality, to be honest with you, you're not really your own boss as an entrepreneur. And this is the reason why. You have to learn to definitely say no sometimes. Just say no. Five reasons to dump your customer. Because sometimes not all customers are great customers. Not all money is good money. And I know as a budding entrepreneur, you're like, what? What is she talking about? Well, here's the reasons why. When you own your own business, you're not your own boss, actually. Your customers are. Without your customers, your clients, your contract, there is no revenue. There is no business. So, in fact, you have to understand that your customers, your clients, your patients are truly your driving force because they're the ones that bring revenue to your business. So not all business is good business. There are circumstances when the business owner should turn down revenue for a betterment of their enterprise. And you will understand and learn this as you grow your business, especially when you're brand new. You're frantic, you're happy to get your product, your service, your book, or whatever it is that you're doing on the top of mind of today's consumer, but you have to realize that not all business is necessarily good business. If it requires you to put yourself in a compromising position and that will impede the integrity of your company, then you need to learn to say no. So here are five good reasons why you might need to say no to that prospective customer. Number one, if you can't meet the quality or the timetable required, you might be tempted to try to take on this project, but in actuality, your business integrity is paramount and most important. Always understand that, that there may be great temptations to take on the revenue and the worry, but about fulfillment later, you'll understand that not all business is good business, and you probably need to turn that particular customer down and tell them that they probably need to seek somewhere else. If your outfit is a little bit too small to meet the demands that they are asking you to do, then you need to learn to say no. Number two, if you cannot afford to deal with a non-compliance, a contract may be legal, may be a legal document, but in reality, it is the company that does not have the leverage to go to court to enforce the contract. All of the appeals, the time and energy that it takes might not be worth pursuing. If you change the terms of the contract so that you can turn down a payment, if a customer does not fulfill their end and paying you on time, that will cost you big for your business. So sometimes you're going to have to say no. Number three, if the customer is controversial, if someone or something, if your customer is very concerned about the morals and ethics, it might be disappointing to learn that you signed a contract or a partner with an inappropriate client so that your integrity of your business is now in question, you might need to turn down the client that's asking you to go against your moral code for your business, because you only have one time for a first impression. And you have to determine in your business what kind of services that you will and will not take. And you need to do that early on. And just because you are in desperate need of revenue, do understand that your reputation is one that you need to definitely protect. Number four, when a customer is very large proportion of your revenue, it is not that you should necessarily turn it down, but once a customer is more than 25% of your revenue, you should take time to kind of look back. If it's costing you more to do business with a particular client than it is worth, then maybe you need to tell them that you probably need to take their business elsewhere. If it costs more for you to provide the goods and services than the revenue in which the customer is bringing in, then that's not necessarily good business. It's not good business on the term that your business is taking a hit financially just to keep a client happy. Does not constitute good business. And number five, when ongoing support costs is undefined or too large, sometimes clients will track on a request, or they'll tack on request an ongoing support after they've signed the contract. That will sound minor at first, but ends up costing you dearly. In other words, if you are a contractor and you contracted to do a particular job for someone, and then they're constantly changing their minds and the prospects of the business, last-minute details change the dynamics of the product and service. Then they also want you to keep the time factor in place. They have a deadline for when they want your job done, but they're constantly changing your mind. Remember, time is money. So you have to tack on these extras. The more that they change their mind, the more extra fees that you need to tack on, because your time indeed is money. Sometimes if a customer is taking up more time than they allowed it, you need to get in writing exactly what it is that they want, what services you're willing to give. And secondly, after that, you need to make sure that all contract is legal and binding and that they have indeed paid you a retainer for your services. So those are our quick tips for business in the making this week. We hope that you join us next week for another quick tip on how to grow your business. If you're looking to start business or you're looking to grow your business, this is what this show is all about on Secure Your Life for Business in the Making. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. We have some few brief announcements for Secure Your Life. Secure Your Life is actually giving a free, that's right, you heard it here, free, a free credit repair education session that will take place April 4th, 2012 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, or April 7th at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You will find quick tips on how to fix your credit and get paid to do so. That's right. You heard me right. We're going to teach you how to fix your credit and also help you get paid to fix your credit. Space is limited, so if you would like to take advantage of this, we encourage you to call 773-377-5503. Again, that is 773-377-5503. And tell them that you would like to be part of the free credit education session that will be taking place on April the 4th. This is a webinar, so tell a friend about it. And until next week, I am your host, Diamond Taylor. You've been listening to Business in the Making in care of Secure Your Life. So until then, goodbye. Have a great day. Naturally, headed for that big fat master's degree.
that yellow